Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 17, the Concorde crash of 2000. The Concorde crash of July 25, 2000 marked a tragic chapter in aviation history and signaled the beginning of the end for supersonic passenger travel. Once hailed as a symbol of technological progress and luxury, the Concorde was the pinnacle of aviation innovation, capable of flying at speeds over twice the speed of sound. Its sleek design and unmatched speed made it a status symbol for those who could afford its exclusive service. However, the crash near Paris, which claimed 113 lives, coupled with rising operational costs and changing market demands, ultimately led to the retirement of Concorde in 2003 and the cessation of supersonic passenger flights. The Concorde was a joint venture between British and French aerospace manufacturers, first entering commercial service in 1976. With its distinct delta wing design and ability to cruise at Mach 2, it promised to revolutionize air travel by dramatically reducing flight times. A journey from London to New York, for instance, could be completed in just over 3 hours, less than half the time of a conventional flight. It quickly became a favorite among celebrities, business executives, and the wealthy, earning its reputation as the ultimate way to travel. Despite its prestige, the Concorde faced challenges throughout its operational life, including high fuel consumption, limited seating capacity, and noise restrictions due to its sonic boom. On July 25, 2000, Air France Flight 4590 departed from Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, bound for New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport. The aircraft was chartered by a German tour group, and all 100 passengers, along with 9 crew members, were on board. Shortly after takeoff, disaster struck. A piece of debris from a Continental Airlines DC-10 that had taken off earlier was left on the runway. This titanium strip punctured one of Concorde's tires, causing rubber debris to strike the underside of the left wing at high speed. The impact led to a rupture in one of the fuel tanks, igniting a fire. Despite the crew's efforts to manage the situation, the fire caused a catastrophic loss of engine power on the left side of the aircraft. The Concorde, unable to climb or gain speed, became uncontrollable. Just 2 minutes after takeoff, it crashed into a hotel in the nearby town of Gonesse. All 109 people on board were killed, along with 4 individuals on the ground. The horrific crash shocked the world and cast a shadow over the Concorde's impeccable safety record, which had previously seen no fatal accidents in over 2 decades of service. Investigators quickly identified the debris on the runway as the root cause of the disaster. The titanium strip, which had fallen from the Continental DC-10, should not have been present on the runway. The investigation also highlighted the vulnerability of Concorde's design, particularly the lack of protective measures for its fuel tanks. While the Concorde had been engineered to strict safety standards, the events of that day exposed the devastating consequences of a relatively minor incident escalating due to specific design flaws. In the aftermath of the crash, Concorde operations were suspended while modifications were made to improve safety. Reinforced fuel tanks and more robust tires were introduced, and other minor upgrades were implemented to prevent similar incidents. After rigorous testing, Concorde resumed service in 2001, but the confidence of passengers and the public had been shaken. Bookings dropped significantly, and the financial viability of the aircraft became increasingly questionable. The Concorde's return to service was short-lived. The aviation industry faced further challenges after the events of September 11, 2001, which led to a sharp decline in air travel demand. The economic downturn that followed made Concorde's high operational costs even harder to justify. Maintaining the aging fleet became increasingly expensive, and its limited seating capacity made it difficult to generate sufficient revenue. Both British Airways and Air France, the only two airlines operating Concorde, struggled to sustain the service in the changing aviation landscape. In 2003, British Airways and Air France announced the retirement of Concorde. The final commercial flight took place on October 24, 2003, marking the end of an era in supersonic passenger travel. The decision was driven by a combination of factors, including declining profitability, the rising costs of maintenance, and the perception that Concorde's time had passed. While aviation technology had continued to evolve, the specific challenges of supersonic passenger travel, such as high fuel consumption and limited capacity, remained barriers to its widespread adoption. The Concorde's legacy is one of both triumph and tragedy. It remains an icon of engineering excellence, representing a bold vision of the future of air travel. For nearly three decades, it offered a glimpse of what was possible, transporting passengers across the Atlantic at unprecedented speeds. Its retirement, however, highlighted the realities of economic sustainability and the complexities of balancing innovation with practicality. The 2000 crash was a pivotal moment in this story, serving as a stark reminder of the risks associated with aviation and the need for constant vigilance in safety and maintenance. While Concorde itself was not inherently unsafe, the disaster exposed vulnerabilities that ultimately undermined confidence in the aircraft. Combined with shifting market dynamics, this tragedy marked the beginning of the end for supersonic passenger travel. Today, Concorde is remembered as a symbol of human ambition and ingenuity. Its retirement left a gap in the aviation world, and no commercial aircraft since has matched its speed or exclusivity. However, the dream of supersonic travel has not been abandoned. Companies and researchers continue to explore new technologies that could bring back faster-than-sound travel in a way that is more efficient, sustainable, and accessible. For now, the Concorde remains a cherished chapter in aviation history, its sleek silhouette a testament to the extraordinary heights of human achievement and the lessons learned from its challenges. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.